Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives, and follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support us on a one-time basis using the Zelle app to box13 at greatdetectives.net. You can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just check us out, patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it is time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date is June 22nd, 1951, and the title is Vienna.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Here's a word from RCA Victor. Inch for inch, your best buy in television is RCA Victor 19-inch. And your best buy in 19-inch television is RCA Victor's superb new Hillsdale. Remember the name, RCA Victor's superb new Hillsdale. And there's more to the Hillsdale's huge 19-inch screen than size itself. Bright pictures, clear pictures, the steadiest pictures you've ever seen. Make this RCA Victor's finest console television set. Extra powerful circuits, a new picture pickup on the Hillsdale, ensure best possible reception. And of course, all RCA Victor television is million-proof. Quality proven in over 2 million homes. Yes, the RCA Victor Hillsdale is impressive. It's luxurious. 19-inch console, television that's unequaled for value and performance. It's superlative entertainment, a superlative instrument. Insist on RCA Victor, and remember the name, the Hillsdale. Be sure to see it and hear it. And buy the magnificent Hillsdale at your RCA Victor dealers. Vienna is a city where the past can never be forgotten, for it constantly intrudes on the present. A lilting melody can turn the muddy Danube to a shimmering blue again, and the proud-faced statues outside the Schönbrunn Palace will briefly restore the Habsburgs to their toppled thrones. But the present can never be completely erased. It is always real and always terrifying. Sits at the desk in his study, the papers in front of him unread, his fingers tapping rhythmically against the polished inlay, his white face mirrored in the glistening wood.
Yeah, yeah, come in, come in. I had hoped you would come. Oh, I am sorry. I was expecting someone else. What can I do?
The reports from the commissioner's office in Vienna, Ken.
I've been through them, Chief. Just words. Wilhelm Mittel is dead, and all we get is words.
I know. But what can you expect in a place like that? A city divided into four sectors and an international zone. Well, it's practically impossible to run down his killer. And even if you did...
Don't forget the Russians have been trying to close down Mittel's newspaper for the last 5 years. And, Chief, Die Freiheit was the last great free newspaper in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I know.
You've heard about the fight for its ownership.
Well, I did read something that...
Mitter's two children fighting each other over the inheritance. It can drag on for months, years. And there won't be an issue published until it's settled.
But, Ken, it's not the first time a brother and a sister got into a squabble over a will.
They weren't just a brother and a sister, Chief. They were closer to each other than any two kids I've ever seen.
Mm. People do change.
Not that much. I'd stake my life on it. Here. Take a look at this cable.
Hmm? When will you visit Vienna again? Signed, Maria.
Yeah. It was sent within a few hours of her father's murder. Chief, I'd like to go to Vienna.
Sure, Ken. But it's hardly a matter for the Bureau. After all, we
don't... Wilhelm Mitter was my friend.
All right. All right. I know how you feel. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Zellschmidt? Taking him with you?
Not this time.
Are you sure?
All right. Suppose you were to tell Miss Brooks that I'm leaving for, Hong Kong.
What?
2-1, you'll get reservations on the next plane for China. So long, Chief.
Fasten your seatbelts, please. We will depart from Idlewild Airport in about 2 minutes. Our first stop will be Shannon, Ireland. From there,
you...
Oh, no.
Phew. Just in the nick of time. Another minute and I'd be rolled away with those steps out.
Your name, please.
Pagan Zellschmidt.
Zellschmidt? I don't believe
don't
I have...
Don't bother about finding me a seat. There's plenty of room here with my friend.
Well, Pagan.
Glad to see me, huh? But listen, do you know what this character in the airport told me? He said this plane for Hong Kong didn't leave for another hour yet. If I hadn't seen you getting aboard one.
This isn't the plane for Hong Kong.
You mean... Wait a minute, don't take off. Let me out of here.
Sit down, Pagan.
But if I'm going to Hong Kong with you, I've got to... Oh, I get it. They've put us both on the wrong plane. What a lousy way to run an airport.
Oh, forget it. Steward.
But look...
Yes, sir?
My friend here got a ticket for Hong Kong by mistake. Think you can exchange it for passage to Vienna?
Vienna?
I believe so. Fortunately, we're not overweight on this flight. He can remain aboard. Will there be anything else, Mr. Thurston? Sure, you're perfectly comfortable. An extra pillow, perhaps. If there's anything at all...
No, that's all, thanks.
Yes, Mr. Thurston.
That's funny.
What's the matter, Mr. X?
Wonder why he called me Thurston.
Are you...
Yeah. I was careful not to use my own name when I made this reservation.
Yeah?
I'd like to see Maria Mitter.
I am sorry. Fräulein Mitter is not receiving visitors. I'd be glad to tell her you called here.
Thurston, Ken Thurston.
Is Maria expecting you?
Well, perhaps you'd better ask her that.
Oh, of course. Forgive me. You come inside.
Thanks.
I am Hugo Oblenz.
Herr Oblenz?
I'm a friend of Maria's, a close friend. She will... Follow me down the hall to her room.
Thanks. Harold Brentz, perhaps you could tell me the circumstances of Wilhelm Mitter's death.
Unfortunately, there is not much to tell. It was 3 days ago on Herr Mitter's birthday.
Yes, I know.
We had dinner, the four of us, Herr Mitter, Maria, her brother Rudolf, and myself. We were all to go to the opera later, but Herr Mitter said some business had come up. He insisted we go without him.
I see.
When we returned, we... found him at his desk, dead. His study had been ransacked.
Anything in particular missing?
No. This is Maria's room.
Yeah?
Maria, this is Herr Thurston.
Hello, Maria. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
I understand, thank you.
Was there anything else, Mr. Thurston?
Hmm?
I know you must be in Vienna on business. It was kind of you to drop by, but I do not wish to keep you from your work.
I'm in no hurry. I thought we might have a little talk.
Oh? What about?
Well, I got a cablegram yesterday, Maria, and thought it might be from you.
So what reason would I have to cable you?
Well, maybe it was from Rudolph.
It could not have been from Rudolph. He would have no reason either.
Where is he, by the way?
He no longer lives here.
I believe he's staying at the Imperial Hotel in the Russian sector.
He is?
I'm afraid Rudolph is very friendly with the Russians. That's why Maria is fighting him for control of the newspaper.
I see. I may not see you again before I leave Vienna, Maria, so maybe I'd better say goodbye now.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Thurston.
There's our man, Fagon, over in the corner of the bar.
Uh-huh. But who's that fancy-dressed character with him? He looks like he's going to a masquerade. How can he stand up with all those medals?
Yep. A Russian major in full-dress uniform.
What's he doing here?
Well, this hotel is in their sector. They've taken it over.
You mean we're in the Russian zone?
That's right. Wait for me. I'll be right back.
But Mr. Thurston...
Rudolph?
I do not believe I have had the... Thurston? What are you doing here?
Don't you know?
No, I do not.
Well, mind if I join you for a drink, then?
Major Barkov and I were just leaving. You will excuse us.
Do not be so impatient, Rudolph. There is no hurry. I am pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Thurston. I assume you are an old friend of Rudolph.
He knew my father, that was all.
Wilhelm Mitter was one of the finest men I ever knew.
My father was a fool. He lived in the past. He had not sense enough to see the world is changing, that we must change with it.
Important things don't change, Rudolph.
Do not argue with me, Thurston. You wanted to have a drink with us. Here's a drink. In your face.
Rudolph, listen to me.
Listen to you, yes. That's all you Americans want, someone to listen. I insult you, I throw a drink in your face, and you want to talk. At least the Russians are different.
So I've heard.
You want conversation, do you? All right, let me give you some. Get out of Vienna first. There are too many Americans here already. Goodbye.
They say it is we Russians who are crude and unpleasant. You see, Mr. Thurston, how untrue it is.
Mm.
And yet, we are here to carry out the wishes of the Austrian people, whatever they may be. So it might be wise to do as Rudolph suggested, no?
Does that come under the heading of a warning, Major, or a threat?
Merely a suggestion, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah?
You remember me, the steward from the plane?
Yeah, I remember you.
Oh, fine. I thought you would. Oh, there's a telephone call for you. I happen to see you in the bar, and...
Thanks.
You can take it in that booth. It's fortunate I recognized you. The desk clerk had no record that you're staying here.
As a matter of fact, I'm not.
Oh, it's too bad. I always stop at the Imperial between flights. The accommodations are excellent. Wonderful cuisine, marvelous service, and some of the finest people...
Yeah, sure. This booth?
Yes. Tell me, will you be returning to America soon?
Excuse me. Hello.
Mr. Thurston, this is Maria.
Yes, Maria, what is it?
I lied to you before. I did send that cable. I need your help badly. You must try to... No! No!
Maria! Maria!
We will continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. In the divided city of Vienna, the murder of Wilhelm Mitter becomes a link in the chain strangling the great Austrian newspaper, Die Freiheit. And with the death of Mitter's daughter, Maria, a second link is forged. The Man Called X stares grimly at the body of the murdered girl, then slowly turns and walks out of the room.
I am to blame. No one else. I am responsible for
it. Easy there, Hugo.
You don't understand, Mr. Thurston. I told her to call you. I made her do it. I knew she was lying to you before. I could tell. Someone had frightened her.
Who was it, O'Brien?
She wouldn't tell.
Go on.
She was standing here at the telephone. She saw something through that window. She started to scream. There was a shot and...
You get a look at whoever did it?
No, not really. I think it was a man. I ran to Maria, carried her into the bedroom. When I got back here, there was no one.
You sent for the police?
Yeah, at once.
This your top coat, Hugo?
Coat?
Yeah, on the rack here.
Why? No. Must have belonged to Herr Mitter. Yeah, I remember now. Rudolf and Maria gave their father a coat for his birthday present.
Let's see. Oh, sorry.
It's difficult to get anything well made in Vienna now.
Yeah.
Maria, I heard something happen. Maria, where are you? Out of my way.
Rudolph, wait.
I said out of my way. Oh, no. No!
I won't cry for her, Mr. Thurston. I'm afraid it would not be very convincing. And after what happened this afternoon at the Imperial Hotel...
I know. Who are you trying to convince, Rudolph? Major Barkov?
You mean he wasn't serious when he got so mad at you, Mr. Thurston?
How about it, Rudolph?
I thought I was doing the right thing. I was fighting for control of the paper to save Maria's life. I love her very much, Mr. Thurston.
I know you do.
I was sure that if she tried to publish the Freiheit, the communists would kill her like they killed my father.
Is that why you were playing up to the communists?
Yes, of course. Anything to save the life of my sister.
The police are in the other room talking to Hugo. Before they come in here, there's something I want to ask you. Rudolph, the night your father was shot, you were all going to the opera. But something made him change his mind at the last minute. What was it?
He said he had to work. It seemed strange at the time because Fledermaus was one of his favorite operas.
Yes, I remember.
While we were having dinner, someone came to the door and asked to see him. A little gray-haired man who said his name was Bach.
Bach, like the composer.
Yeah, that's how I happened to remember it. I took his coat and asked him to wait in the hall. When I went back in the dining room, told my father who it was, he insisted Herr Bach be brought in at once.
What then?
When Herr Bach came in, he suddenly seemed very confused. Said he had made a mistake. He had come to the wrong house. Dashed out of the room and left before I could even show him to the door.
Rudolph, Hugo says you gave your father a new coat for his birthday. What kind was it?
Fine camel's hair. Delicate plaid design. Was an import from England.
I see. One more thing. This Herr Bach was a small man with gray hair, you say. Anything else you can tell me about him?
Yes. He had a scar on his upper lip.
Huh?
He had tried to grow a mustache to cover it, but the scar showed through.
All right, Pagan. A short, gray-haired man with a scar on his upper lip. A few days ago, he was wearing a camel's hair coat. Find him.
But, Mr. Thurston, that's impossible.
Well, we've got to find him, and I guess the best thing to do is hire somebody in each of the different sectors.
Hire? Waste all that money? When I have cousins in all four sectors and Uncle Fritzfeld in the international zone.
Okay, then what are you waiting for?
But, Mr. Thurston, we haven't settled on a price.
$100 if you find him by midnight. $10 off for every hour after that.
What am I waiting for?
Well, that finishes my report. I am sorry to have had to keep you after the other authorities questioned you so long, but my government is very much interested in this case. I suggest you report to my office in the morning. Herr Oblenz.
But I've already told you everything, Major Barkov.
Major, isn't this a matter for the city police rather than the occupation authorities?
Of course, Mr. Thurston. It was only a suggestion.
Oh, sure.
So, there is no point in my staying longer. And Rudolph, I'm sure the authorities and my sector will be glad to know that ownership of the Freiheit is now clearly settled. Any assistance we may be able
just
to give...
Just a moment, Major. I am publishing the newspaper myself.
Huh?
Without any influence from you or anyone else.
What's this?
Once more, the Freiheit will bring the truth, as it did before my father was killed.
See here. Come in.
Hello, Pagan. Sure. Well?
Well, you owe me $100.
Good. That means you found the man who called on Herr Mitter just before he was killed.
What's that?
All right, Pagan, let's go. Oh, Rudolph.
Yes, sir.
Get on down to your paper. Give me an hour or so, and I'll have a bang-up story for you.
A story, sir?
Yes. You'll have to do the follow-up on it, though. Remember how Fred Walker handled the Anderson case?
Walker?
Yes, the American reporter, you remember.
Well, yes. Yes, of course, yes. I will follow it up.
Good. Come on, Pagan.
He's a little room at the top of that stairs, Mr. X. He's been hiding there for nearly a week. Don't even come out for food or nothing.
No.
But listen, why did you tell everybody back there all about
it? I wanted to be sure the murderer would follow us.
The murderer? I think I'll wait downstairs.
Alone?
Well, probably all right if you insist. Mr. X.
Yeah?
Who was that Fred Walker and what was the Anderson case?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Huh?
Go back. Huh? Get out of here or I will shoot.
Herr Bach, we're your friends. We're here to help you.
A line, go away.
Don't you know me? Ken Thurston?
Thurston? No, it is a trick. He's an American.
Listen, I'm walking out under the light. I don't have a gun. You can see for yourself. Well?
Mr. Thurston, I didn't know. I couldn't believe. You must save me. I know I failed you once. I failed everyone, myself, my country, but now I have changed.
Yeah, I thought it would turn out to be you. This your room?
Yeah, please.
Get inside. Why didn't you go to the Americans when you got to Vienna?
I was afraid they would hate me. Send me back to Czechoslovakia or to the Russians.
You ought to know us better than that, Herr Fleiditz.
Fleiditz? But I thought this character's name was Bach.
He worked with Wilhelm Mitter in the underground during the war. They all took the names of composers.
Yeah, yeah. You know what happened after the war. I joined the party. I was Secretary of the Interior. Then
you found out you were still a Czech and the comrades didn't like it. They announced you were killed on a flight to Moscow. But you escaped to Vienna. You went to Mitter for help.
He had been my friend once. I thought he would understand.
And he would have. But at Mitter's house, you saw someone who frightened you. It couldn't have been Mitter or his children you expected then. So it had to be Oblenz.
Yeah, that's right. He had worked for the party in Czechoslovakia. They sent him to Vienna to get information about Mitter.
You knew he'd recognized you, so you ran away. You were in such a rush you took Mitter's coat by mistake and left your own.
Yeah. Now you will help me get to England, to France. I do not expect America, but anywhere away from the...
Good evening, Mr. Thurston.
Hugo.
Leave the gun on the table, slide it.
Better do what he says.
Thurston, I must thank you and your friend for finding here, slide it. We've been searching the city for days.
Your men can't be very efficient, Hugo.
In the long run, we are efficient, Mr. X. We have to be. Would not look well for a dead communist hero to be found in Vienna, alive, and a traitor.
You can't keep it from coming out someday.
We have managed so far. Herr Mitter was not permitted to publish the story. Major Barkov took care of that.
And you took care of Maria.
Of course. She had become suspicious. So, when I found her telephoning to you... So, now you will all accompany me to the Russian zone. Now.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Mr. Rex.
Stand back. You seem to forget that you are unarmed and I have this gun.
What you seem to forget is that this building is surrounded by an American patrol.
American patrol? What are you talking about?
That message I gave Rudolph about Fred Walker and the Anderson story was a tip-off. Walker was a reporter who always called in the cops when he tracked down a scoop.
But, Mr. Rex, you said that was just
Look out for yourself, Oblenz. It's pretty dark, but you can see men down there.
Hey, you're right. There are some soldiers, but...
Well, Hugo, maybe you better come along with us.
No. No. You think I will allow myself to be tried by the American military police? You're wrong. I still have a chance. Light it. Give me your coat.
Wait a minute.
Do as I say and do not move any of you.
Here it is. Here.
Listen to me, Hugo.
There is a fire escape outside this window. It's very dark, but your soldiers will recognize the coat. I'm sure you have told them about Herr Fleidet.
That's the point. I haven't.
I will take the chance. They will not shoot me.
Wait, you fool.
Quiet! Stay where you are and make no sound. You! Below there! My name is Fleidet! Carl Augustus Fleidet!
I tried to tell you, Mr. Rex, the soldiers, they're Russians. I could even see that Major Barkov and all his medals.
And they thought he was I?
Yeah. I had hoped I could stall him and tell the Americans where to dig it here. It's just our zone. Patrol everything.
Here they come, Mr. Rex. Boy, look at those Russians scattered.
Yes, well, guess we can leave now.
Believe me. If there's anything I can do to show my gratitude.
Sure there is. Give your story to Rudolf Mitter. I'd like to see it in the next issue of Die Freiheit.
I will be glad to. I think you have made Rudolf's task very easy for him, Mr. Thurston.
No, I wouldn't say that, Herr Fleidet. It's never very easy, here or anywhere else, to print the truth. But without a free press, there's no real freedom at all. You know, Pagan, that's a pretty good name. Die Freiheit. Freedom.
Our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may, at one time or another, have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Now, here again is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And my thanks to Joan Banks, Will Wright, Stan Waxman, Paul Fries, Tony Barrett, Frank Gerstle, and Bob Bruce. Next week, Ken tangles with a couple of information passers behind the Iron Curtain, where death and treasury march hand in hand. And Pagan, oh, he'll be along too. Paid as usual by Leon Belasco. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. The Man Called X is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music by Milton Charles. Tonight's story was written by Frank Burt. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to hear The Magnificent Montague with Monty Woolley, formerly heard on Friday, now brought to you as a Saturday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. William Bendix stars in The Life of Riley. Enjoy it on NBC.
Welcome back. Well, I loved the Man Called X's attempt to dump Pagan. And we see the problem with the whole rush down to the airport strategy. Vienna is, of course, a great setting during this era for a mystery and for intrigue. Of course, we had an episode of The Silent Men there a few months back, and we had our 3,000th episode special, which was The Third Man, also set there. I kind of would have liked a double-length episode or a two-parter of The Man Called X. They never did those, but if they did, I think that that would really give the story room to breathe and to bring in all the different elements that you could get. Because I think there's, you know, a limit to what you can do in half an hour. The end note, I think, was absolutely right. Because even though Thurston was able to thwart the communist designs for the time being, newspapermen in repressive regimes really do have a tough road to hoe. Indeed, quite a few members of the press have given their lives to report the truth. If you remember our Amazing World of Radio summer series, we did a series called the Johnson Wax Summer Program, where Meredith Wilson provided music and John Nesbitt did storytelling, and he told the story of this underground newspaper in Belgium, Le Libre Belgique, during the First World War. And the price paid to keep that newspaper going during the German occupation during World War I, it's was stunning and stirring and very moving. But that same price continued certainly, you know, through the Second World War and through the Cold War in Ken Thurston's day, and repressive regimes around the world to this day. Now I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Rick, Patreon supporter since March of 2020, currently supporting the program at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Again, thanks so much for your support, Rick. That will do it for today. If you are enjoying this podcast on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. We'll be back next week with The Man Called X, but join us back here tomorrow for Philo Vance, where...
No, 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 Miss Downs, not like that. Like this. Who shoo do blue? Who shoo do blue? The lips around. Project the words. Now, once more, please.
Who shoo do blue? Who shoo do blue?
No, 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 Miss Downs. For 20 minutes now, I try to teach you how to speak. How to speak. Like this. We, the, he, she. How now, brown cow, who shoo do blue. And what comes out? We, the he, she, how now, brown cow, who shoo do blue. You learn nothing.
I'm sorry, Pierre, I'm trying.
Trying? Trying is not enough. Doing, you must do. Hello, once more, please. The ooh sounds. Ready?
No, no, I'm not ready. I'm tired of making ooh sounds. Oh, Pierre, I'm so tired.
Oh, I am sorry, my dear. You muddle all day, and then in the evening you work with me. It is very difficult for you, Nespa. You rest a while. We try again in a few minutes, eh? Who is that? Come in.
Hi, Betty. What's the good word?
Hello, Slugger. Sugar Keene isn't here. She isn't even expected, I don't think.
I'm not calling for Sugar, Betty. Not tonight. I came to pick you up. Hiya, Frenchie. I'm Slugger Davis, next middleweight champion of the world. You're Pierre, ain't you?
I am Pierre, ain't I?
Well, ain't you?
Talk, such talk, sacre nom. Maybe it is you who ought to come take lessons from me.
Well, I talk plenty good with my hands, Frenchie. That's all I got to worry about.
You might worry about Sugar Keene. She isn't going to like your calling for me, Slugger.
No, I guess she ain't. But ain't that too bad, Betty? Ain't that just too bad?
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.